really embarrassing about yourself?
I woke up with a Ken's Chicken, which is like a local kebab chain in Portsmouth. I woke up with one on my pillow on Saturday morning. I'm not quite sure how it got there, because I don't remember going to Ken's.
I only asked you to do that because I just started recording.
Excellent. Well played. Anyway. Definitely editing this out anyway.
Yeah, of course. You can do a countdown if you like. Is it your turn to introduce?
No, it's definitely yours. I did last time.
3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of Bob Saves the King, with me, King Waldy, and my esteemed colleague...
Jimbo Joy. Hello there.
Hello there. What are we going to talk about today, Jimbo, first thing?
Well, we've got quite a varied programme, actually. People have been sort of, not moaning, but just suggesting we should do a wider range of topics, including real-life social stuff and in-game stuff as well. So we're going to have a little chit-chat about the government. What's your impression so far, Waldy?
Well... what kind of impression can these people make in 5 days? Nothing's gone wrong, so that's two thumbs up. I think, without naming names, there's been a few recent presidents where they seem to get into office and there's just bore fest and effort, if you like. So I think it's becoming sort of the standard of whether or not someone's good is if they mess up or not. And as far as I know, Feisty hasn't messed up at all. So obviously he's doing something like...
yeah, it's a pretty stable government this month. Yeah, pretty stable government this month. I think the Minister of Health has got off to a good start. Cygnus has published an article, and they've got some really nice new graphics and stuff. So I think really the only thing we're waiting for is the launch of the new government hub, which is hosted on the forums, but not actually in the forums. It's a sort of separate site on the side. And workers are going to be able to sign up and go for tasks, and we'll manage ambassadors through that as well. So check it out if you haven't seen it. It's gov.erepublic.co.uk, and that's set up by Jan Baker, or John Baker, and Dart Mantle, who've done a good job.
Hooray. Speaking of John Baker, Jan Baker, I am actually in a supremacy game with him, and it's just me and him and Italy left, and he's about to get, he's about to get screwed over by Italy, really. Dodging around the subject. I did send him a forum message saying, quiet shit, and that's everyone, because, you know, I'm a boss of diplomacy, saying this guy is going to attack you. But I don't think he's read it yet. I think he must have taken the weekend off.
Yes, he's gone to Wales. I can't remember why, but yeah, I think...
why would you go to Wales?
I think he's gone to claim some mountains, Boyle.
He's gone to claim mountains.
Although my Welsh accent does sound like I'm actually a Scouse, so maybe I should stop doing that really, really, really soon. Yes, but Supremacy is really, really good fun at the moment. I'm in a game...
it's excellent, and there is an EUK alliance. If
yes.
If anyone listens to this who plays it, you can join that, and we've got a few internal games and versus alliance games we're running...
yeah.
Don't usually win versus alliance games.
We need to get better at that. We need to get our shit together.
I even sort of tried making a forum thread for the team, and there's an IRC channel, but no one really talks to each other.
Well, I would. If I was there, I'd play. And Thomas is usually pretty active, so when he gets back, because he's got a new laptop now, Thomas 756, when he gets back, we hopefully can have a little bit of a semi-active team.
Yeah. I mean... I'm good, you're good, he's good, Stefan 90's pretty good, Carbon Coffee's good, there's quite a few people who are top-notch players, if you like, but it's just sort of getting out of this kind of individual style mentality.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely we've got the players, the activity's usually the main thing, like you'll forget about it or you'll go away for a day or two, when you come back you're either raped or we've been broken apart by the other alliance, so we need to get on that. But I'm in a really fun game at the moment where... Austro-Hungaria had like 50% of the world's armies, and I was like, fuck it, let's attack them. And I attacked them with like 2 ships, and I had loads of artillery, and I've managed to get them down from 50% to 11%, and I'm now 14% of the world's armies. And I don't know how I've done it, but like in the war, like you have lost 200,000 troops, he's lost 1,100,000, so my artillery has done well there.
I'm in a really tough match, because I do them... tend to do about 6 or 8 at a time, and generally speaking, 4 to 5 of them will finish at once. So I think it was about 3 weeks ago I started 2 new world map ones, and in one I got given Norway, which is crap because Scandinavia is not my favourite place to be. And then in the other one it gave me Finland, so I was like, oh well, you know, that's a disappointment. But I'm doing pretty well in both of them. The Finland one, Lithuania, sort of attacked me. I started off really kind of fortunately in the Finland one because Norway and Sweden were at war, and I just invaded them both and took everything. But then Lithuania decided to have a go, and since then it's just been a really long, drawn-out, terrible, painful war. But I'm going to win because I'm great and stuff like that.
The only country I like in Eastern Europe and towards that region is Russia. The Ottoman Empire and Arabia, but like in that north sector, Russia is the only one I like to start as. In Europe, I don't really like starting as Europe at all. I like Spain and Britain; they're okay. But South Canada is my absolute favourite. I always seem to do really well as South Canada because they've got Newfoundland to push into, and then you can go north, and then you can get into Greenland, and then sweep into Europe or Africa.
I've just finished a game of Greenland, and it was one of those ones where because I own Canada, and I was friendly with America, I obviously am Greenland, and then I had all of Scandinavia as well, and I was a bit worried because I was kind of thinking these people could easily just dismount me if they wanted to, because obviously no matter how powerful I am, everything's split between land masses, if you like. But it all panned out and everyone was nice finish. I got lots of gold marks on the points, so you know, can't complain.
Cannot complain at all. Right, so that's supremacy dealt with. What else have we got going on in the world of forum games? We'll talk a little bit about the Congress game, if you'd like.
Well, there's quite a few things. I think Boslow Island is starting a game, which is a game that was ran by Invalidation, Alice, which was very fun. And I think that sort of became, it's become its own entity now. I think it's got its own sub-forum, so that's really going quite well. I did organise ages ago a Total War tournament, which I haven't actually hosted yet, and that's still on the card, as is running more pub quizzes, but that might be something more for summer. Apart from that, I'm not sure. There's always sort of a few generic forum games knocking about. I'm thinking of talking to people about Team Fortress 2, if any of the listeners play that and they want to join in, we might look at doing that. So I think they've got a new kind of team function which you can use, which would be nice. And then the other thing is, as you've mentioned, the Congress game. You're taking part in that, aren't you?
Congress game. No. Here we go. I'm going to be a little bit immodest, but I've won the last two, and I won the last one by a ridiculous amount. Like it wasn't even funny how much it was by. And so this time I was like, well, like other people are really good. It's just like I kind of knew how to cheat in a good way, like within the rules. I saved all my votes to the very, very last minute and then just splashed them out.
And I told everyone how you did it.
Well, I know. But I won the last two, and so I thought this time I'll step out and let someone else have a go. So it's been quite fun to watch.
I didn't do the other ones. I may have done the first one. I'm not sure, but I've joined this one and. When it came to making my team, I wasn't sure what to make on, and I just watched an episode of Gotham, which is an old sitcom with Rick Mayall and Ed Edmondson in it, you know, the guys from The Young Ones.
Yeah.
And there's an episode of that when they go on University Challenge, which is actually, you know, you can tell I'm a bit of a fan, because when I reshaped my pub quiz, I reshaped it as University Challenge and stole the picture from The Young Ones of them and University Challenge as my icon for it. But anyway, in this episode of Bottom, it's The Young Ones, sorry, and they go to the University Challenge and they're talking to Bambi, who is the host, who's played by Griff Rhys-Jones. And at one point, Neil, who's sort of a hippie, says to him, "Did you do a Disney Nasty, Bambi?" So I decided to name my team the Disney Nasties, and they're all basically the bad guys from Disney films.
Such as my all-time favourite villain, Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, yeah. My favourite isn't winning. My favourite is Edgar from The Aristocrats.
Oh, right, yeah. That's cool.
But a few of them. Hades is it. I quite like Hades. I haven't really seen Hercules all the way through, but it's James Woods who does the voice. He's pretty cool.
So I see Scar. Is obviously a great villain, voiced by Jeremy Irons, who is an awesome actor. Yeah. But talking of Disney, have you seen that the Disney Corporation, whatever the hell they're called, have decided to open a Disney theme park in England, if word on the street is to be believed, for April 2018?
Oh, joy. That means I can go on my 27th birthday.
Yeah, but by that time, sort of, I'm going to be... Not well, maybe 5-10 years after that, I'll be like having a family and stuff, and I bloody loved Disney when I was a kid. I absolutely loved it. but I'm just going to take them there. They're going to have season tickets. We're going to go there all the time.
Do you know where it's going to be?
It'll probably be South England, because that's where all the theme parks are, because that's where they make the most money. Sorry, Northerners, but that's how it is.
Just put it in the Midlands.
Well, they might do, because they've got Alton Towers is just north Midlands, isn't it? They're getting off the Stoke. Is it just outside the Midlands, because it's Staffordshire? It's a little bit north of that, isn't
it? Well, Staffordshire is kind of in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of those ones where, you know...
One of those bastard counties, you know, hybrids. Counties,
yeah, like Merseyside.
Oh, yeah.
Merseyside's more northern, obviously, but there are a few places, like Manchester. Is that in the north or is that in the Midlands? Who knows? Wolverhampton, that's in the Midlands.
Really? So I would have said Wolverhampton and Manchester were both dirty northern, but then I am from the extreme polar south, so you wouldn't know, would you?
It is a tricky thing. The Midlands is a mysterious and wonderful entity.
And speaking of locations around the country, we'll skip and segue into our next topic, which is EUK meetups. So following on from the success of the last one, which was partially hosted by my able co-host, Mr. Waldy, in York.
I was there, and enthusiastic.
Haha. There are plans afoot for two more meetups, definitely, this year. Mainly because I haven't been to one and I desperately want to go and annoy you all in real life. And I'm probably not going to be have the time to put into organising a good one until the end of the summer. So myself, Waldy and Beta Foxtrot are looking at doing something in London in August or early September before people go back to uni or school or whatever they do. And we're thinking about what we could do. Like, have you got any ideas of what you'd like to do in London, like, rather than just go to the pub?
Oh, God. There's a few generic touristy things you could do to wander around the British Museum or something, but I don't know if people would be interested in doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. We could always go, like...
Just go sort of wander about and see Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I suppose that might be a good way of doing it. Go and see sites while we're walking around and stuff. And then we could always go to an internet cafe and just log in and click, you know, that's how we do it in real life.
So we can work and fight.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone loves to work and fight. That's what we do.
I live for the work and the fight.
That's all I live for. But that's the London meetup at the end of the summer. But the word on the street, last I heard, was that Midlandsy type people wanted to do something. And the two candidate cities, lol, candidate cities, are Oxford and Birmingham at the moment.
Mm. Well, I think Birmingham would obviously be good for excellent travel connections to Birmingham.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, if you don't have a car, Birmingham is way easier to get to than Oxford. And it's probably a little bit more central, and probably means more northerners could come, which would be great. It basically requires somebody else to organise, though. And I know Carlini was keen on perhaps doing something in Oxford. So yeah. if he wants to organise that, people will flock to Oxford. If not, people will try and do their own thing in Birmingham. And that was touted anywhere in April, maybe from the second week to the fourth week, somewhere a weekend in between there. So if people are interested and people want to let me know if they've got any ideas or plans, then maybe even get Carlini to start a thread or bully someone you know from the Midlands. Waldy's from the Midlands, bully him into organising something and I will turn up, which is...
We'll organise it in my hometown of Rugby.
Yes.
We can come and look at the statue of William Webb Ellis and then, I don't know, talk to some local chaps about the Republic, see if we can sign them up with referral links.
But don't let them anywhere near James W's laptop, because last time that happened, there was a disaster.
That's true. Isn't he in China at the minute? I think he's fine.
In real life? Well, careful. Those Chinese hackers are even better than those Irish hackers.
Oh, yeah.
Lock down the BOE, man. Lock it down. And completely off topic, here's a little bit of an update from Waldy about the Molar.
Wow. Less of an update, more of a brain fart, really. Just because I had applied for the position on the Foot Jam, but it was sort of a... I think I was talking to Jimbo when we were doing the last podcast on the 4th or something, and I said, I'm pretty interested in doing that. He said, go for it. So I applied to Foot Jam. At the time, I didn't think to apply to the other candidates, half because I only knew one of them was feisty, and half because I sort of thought, I'll leave it up to chance whether or not I have to do something as well. But it might be something which I tried to do last month when I was talking to someone that's newly arrived on the forums in IRC, and he was saying that the forums seem quiet. And to me, it seems that this could be because Congress doesn't really have anything to do. And anyone who's been reading my articles over the past probably a year or so will know that I've sort of made a lot of plans and done a lot of thinking about what can be done with Congress as an institution and what it should be doing. And essentially, one of the ideas which I was going to push through, if you like, and get people to consider if I was MOLA was the idea which I've made about having the domestic sort of side of government taken over by the House of Commons, to give them something to do, which in a sense creates an accountability within the House of Commons, which hasn't been there for ages. And that accountability can therefore sort of sharpen up the Congressmen, if you like, and make them a bit more aware of what's what. So really what I want to do, either this month or next, is find a way of getting Congress doing something meaningful and useful, and something which uses the sort of competitive element between the parties and challenges it and sort of shapes it into something that's actually useful and productive rather than just sort of a big pool of hate. But if you want to read stuff about that, there's a few ideas which I've made in quite a lot of my more recent articles. But I've been thinking about how to pitch that, because it's not necessarily something which you'd have to legislate or that people would want to legislate. So it's more of a sort of changing people's ideas or just trying it out. So whoever runs the CP next month can expect an application from me for the MOLA, and with it the condition that I'm allowed to try this idea out. And really, it's a good time to try it, because the function and form of the current domestic industry leaves quite a bit of a vacuum, in the sense that there are things which could be done which aren't really done anymore, and not really many people that are willing to do it. So by forcing sort of Congress to vent their teenage angst into this kind of productivity, not only serves the wonderful function of actually fixing, if you like, Congress and then creating a wonderful congressional body which can actually hold the executive to account, which is something which we've also been lacking in for ages, but it also fills a vacuum within the domestics that will be filled by our lovely congressmen. And, you know, it just seems to me a smart thing to do. So what the real problem is actually wording that in a bill or a proposal that makes sense to people, and it's ironing out a few nooks and crannies. There's a different sort of, different functions, different forms that this idea has taken. Like, I've considered having, you know, separating Congress into two, sort of the ruling party and the opposition, and having the ruling party do it. But it's sort of an issue of what's efficient and fun. So that's really the issue, and it's kind of ironing that out, and I was hoping to be MOLA this month to actually quiz congressmen and to track their activity and to try and gauge their opinion on what they could or should or would be doing under the right guidance. But that's a missed opportunity, and I'll have to hopefully do it next month if someone chooses me. But yeah, that's the kind of thing that I would like to see myself, the MOLA, doing, something which I've been talking about for ages. So hopefully if it ever happens, people will stand up and give me an ovation, like an Amazing Grace.
William Wilberforce.
Absolutely.
And yeah, good luck with that. I definitely hope and definitely think that people should choose Waldy for next MOLA.
Hooray!
Woohoo! So I think we've had a good length of podcast, so I think there's only one thing left to do this week, which is, of course, you can ask me this time, what would Darkin do?
Now, let's have a little think. Okay, Darkin is sort of looked down on by his parents, who see him as a degenerate and a bit of a layabout. So they enlist him in the armed forces. He finds himself stationed on, let's say, the HMS Valiant, cruising through the Gulf of Arabia to keep trade in check, or some bollocks like that, or fighting Somalian pirates, why not? What does Darkin do?
Well, unfortunately, sorry, my mic's away from my mouth there. Well, unfortunately, Darkin has to be moved back to shore after 6 months on the ship. His His infection rate of spreading STIs was so successful that the Somalian pirates actually won the war. Most of the British were killed. There was a few French ladies who suffered grievously, but mainly the spread of syphilis in the region was put down to Daikin, and I think he should take the blame for that. It's all his fault.
He's not being held accountable by Congress.
Well, he should be. Yeah. He should be. it's wrong. It's more
serious issue. This is a serious issue.
Totally. Right, okay, and on that slightly morbid note, we'll end this week's edition of Bob Save the King. If you're listening to this, it was a great success, and thank you for sticking around. Oh, I do have one quick little shout-out. Who the hell was it for? Somebody asked me to shout them out. Bollocks,
oh,
I can't remember.
I have a quick little shout-out, too, for Angela Williams, who always asks me when the next podcast is coming out.
Well,
this is for you, Angela. Mwah.
Now, we've mentioned someone on 3 out of the 5 episodes this series, so we're not going to mention him this episode, because then it'll be exactly 50%, and we'll keep you at a 50% rate for the rest of the season. So if you know who that is, we can talk about it after, Waldy. I can't remember who I was going to shout out. I'm really sorry if I said I'd give you one. We'll have to do it next time instead. But from me, Bob Save the King.
And from me, Bob Save the King.